USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communications director testified for nearly 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks didn't answer questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It is ridiculous. There is no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge the immunity claim. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
Reparations for slavery were addressed by the House Judiciary Committee.
A national reparations policy is a moral, democratic, and economic imperative.
Actor Danny Glover was bringing the issue to the forefront.
I sit here as the great-grandson of a former slave, Mary Brown, who was freed by the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1, 1863.
Glover was joined by Senator Cory Booker, a Democratic presidential hopeful who is calling on the nation to address systemic inequalities. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates where they are now. Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the members are aware of threats to the expanding economy.
There was not much support for cutting rates now at this meeting. There was, as you see, a number of people wrote down rate cuts, but all of those, but apparently one, felt that that it would be better to see more to before moving.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration's rolled back another regulation, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Trump administration completing one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules, replacing a landmark Obama-era effort that tried to wean the nation's electric grid off coal-fired power plants. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler, a former coal industry lobbyist, signing the replacement rule, giving states leeway in deciding whether to require efficiency upgrades at existing coal plants. He said the coal-fired power plants remain essential to the nation's power grid, something opponents deny. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A self-help guru was convicted in New York in a sex trafficking case. Keith Raniere was considered the head of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushy was Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal, but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.